This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, Studio E, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks to everybody that's out there keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail from point A to B and then getting it sorted and taking it to the post offices. And then, of course, we got our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And then we've got our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon trucking fleet that's out there hauling stuff all around the countryside. And hello to you guys and gals. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us over on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's how you find us, Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's simply the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from California, where he's looking at snow on one side of him, rain on another side of him, and I don't know, he might be looking at rain on the backside of him, too. All right, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Yay. All right. Where did you go? Let me put you over here again, see what, hey, what happens. Are you there, Mr. Kyle?
I am here. Yes, good morning. And yes, we are watching the skies.
What were you doing? You weren't talking to me.
Technical glitch.
Oh, we'll get a bigger hammer.
What? That's right. Live radio.
Yeah, get a bigger hammer. All right. Well, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, getting back into the fold here, we have the Democrats and their cohorts are really a little bit perturbed because Washington, D.C., and some Democrats are tossing around the idea of the possible return of what was called family detention, which is really miffing the Democrats and a bunch of their advocates.
Yeah, so with the family detention, this is where they would be kept together, I believe?
Correct.
Right.
I don't have a problem with that.
Well, no. In fact, I thought it wasn't somehow the Trump administration horrible monsters because they broke up families or something like that. I'm trying to recall, but certainly that. But there was one particular aspect, and that is sometimes, Captain, you'd have people show up with children. They weren't their children. They
right.
were there as a sort of a as a ruse to make it appear as though they were coming across, quote, with a family.
And that's who they were breaking up, not the families that could prove they were a family, but the ones that couldn't.
Right, because here we go again with the notion, and this is this horrible, terrible scourge of child trafficking, because what happens to those kids once they get across the border with somebody who has nefarious intentions, and then what happens to them? I mean, I shudder to think. And so, you know, if we, you know, as the United States can anticipate that happening, we have to take some steps to stop it.
Well, wait till you hear this. The derailment blame is now beginning to fall squarely on President Joe Biden's lap because of the way this whole thing came down, because of the fact that the Secretary of Transportation was not doing his job, and others on his team were not doing their jobs. It's like they were in over their head.
Well, they were in over their head, and also, Captain, they were not even looking in that direction. They were wholly concerned, from what I can tell, of simply advancing political agendas, talking about racial issues and the, who's wearing a hard hat and this kind of stuff, and completely comfortable in that because the actual infrastructure issues having to do with being the Secretary of Transportation just wasn't it didn't follow their own narrative. And so this happened, and it pointed up not just the lack of leadership, but the lack of concern.
Right. Now, we're hearing over in the Ukraine that the Wagner Group and the chief of the Wagner Group that's there is claiming that the control of the eastern part of Bakhmut is being orchestrated by them right now, the Wagner Group, as we speak.
Yes, as a matter of fact. And, of course, yeah, this is, we've been hearing some of these different reports as we've been going through the week here already. Yeah.
All right.
What's happening in Bakhmut.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Of course, we'll be right back right after Jeff gets an opportunity to tell you all about us and where we're going.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And I want to thank all the different people that are sending us messages right now. I've been trying to read as many as I can during the break, and to those of you that wanted me to talk about a certain story, it's coming up here in this next block, so we'll get to that for you. In the meantime, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. That is a product that I take, and I've been taking it for about 10 years now, and I take it for one simple reason. It works, and I do mean it works. If you're having back problems or knee problems or elbow, wrist, whatever the case might be, feet, legs, arms, then here's something that will help you. It's called Relief Factor. Now, you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go to that website, take a look, see what they got, and it's going to come up with the Relief Factor pain-free quick starter set that's in there for $19.99. And you'll be able to see that, and you'll be able to order it. Now, if you choose to do just that, you're going to find out real quick what that'll do for 90 days. It's going to bring your pain back under control, and you're going to feel like, why didn't I do this sooner? But relieffactor.com/captain, go over there, check it out. They have a product that's 100% drug-free. It will help you. It will work with you. It will want to start working with you from day one, which is fine. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are what's in it. It's all drug-free. And you'll be smiling by the weekend's over. relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey there, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Now, Kevin McCarthy has come up and made a very straightforward, brash statement that the January 6th probers came up short on transparency. I'm assuming he's talking about Adam Schiff and company.
Yeah, I think so. He's talking about that January 6th select committee with Schiff and the rest of them. And, you know, Captain, I think that's kind of an understatement that he made, and certainly putting it mildly, because basically it's not that they just kind of blew it on transparency. I think they didn't want any of this stuff to be out there. So, yes, it wasn't like it was a mistake, and I don't think that's what the speaker meant entirely, obviously, but it certainly wasn't a mistake that we didn't see these videos that could also be exculpatory evidence for many people who were charged. And so when you don't turn over the exculpatory evidence, I think that means a lot of times, Captain, that case could be thrown out or at least retried.
Right.
And so, I mean, this is an egregious thing. If, let's say, the situation were reversed and you had Democrats who wanted that footage out there because it was exculpatory, and other activists and so forth might have been charged or put away for that, they would be raising holy you-know-what about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what the speaker's talking about here is, as he says, his role is to bring transparency. So that's a good thing. All Americans should support that.
Now, it was announced yesterday that 9 boxes of Biden documents were left out to be checked. The National Archives and Records Administration said that it's yet to check these 9 boxes. I don't know where they were left. I guess it was his office in Delaware. Is that right?
They were taken, I believe, from his Boston office, yes, 9 boxes of documents. It was from one of his attorneys named Patrick Moore, again, yes, in Boston. So the contents of that will be reviewed, this is evidently what's going to be the next step here.
Okay, well, we'll know soon enough. Now, I'm going to go to the phone line, and we've got Bagab and Bob on the line there. Okay, good morning, sir.
Yes, sir, Captain. This January 6th evidence has come out. Seems to me that some of the people could be charged that put the didn't expose that exculpatory evidence and stuff. And also, a lot of the people that are being held in jail, can they be freed, or is there such a thing as what do they call it term when they get the demand that the people be released? I can't remember the Latin term.
Yeah, they can be freed, and we'll get into that. Are you done?
And I just think that the people ought to be charged. Yeah, I guess I'm done, Captain. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, if you remember something else, you can always get back to us. But they can be freed. Of course they can be freed. However, it's going to take a judge, and I would, if I was going to do that, I would do it for everybody. There's about 100 of them that are in jail, correct?
Yes, that's right. And, of course, the videos, you know, they can cut both ways, too. It can show if somebody committed a crime or an act of violence or did something else. What I think the big takeaway from the videos that Tucker Carlson has been able to bring to light as a result of the speaker allowing them access to that is that there was a lot of things happening that we were told were happening or, you know, that never happened. I think I'm not being clear on that, but the story we were told doesn't comport with the actual footage in many cases. And that's, I think, where the American people can be understandably and rightly so outraged that they were told a fib about what happened in many cases on January the 6th. I'm not justifying people doing bad things or bad actors. One would even question, should you have gone to the Capitol in the first place? But in the case, for example, of the so-called QAnon shaman, you know, the police are just sort of following them around, sort of pointing things out and having this nice little visit that belies the idea that somehow this was a violent, you know, psychopath coming in.
Well, it wasn't with him. Right.
No, no. And but also, of course, these videos are going to once again beg the question, what was the orders for the security, and why didn't they have more security when it was entirely foreseeable that this kind of thing could eventually happen when you get a large group of people that are angry about something or want to make their voices heard? It would have been prudent to have extra security, and President Donald Trump offered 20,000 National Guards soldiers to be there to enhance security. So Nancy Pelosi was in charge of the House at the time and should have been on top of that.
Well, they are aware of the fact that what was going on was nothing short of miraculous, and we keep finding out about this other information. For example, the Senate Democrats have now joined the Republicans to block the D.C. crime bill, which is something that we thought we would not see because Joe Biden had blown that, and he actually almost blew this one.
Well, right, and I think he wanted to veto it, I believe, but it's not enough to be able to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen for something that's not worth the paper that it's written on. Now, Senator Joe Manchin is going to vote against Joe Biden's pick for IRS chief. I'm not sure if that's enough for him to once again stop another nomination, but it might be.
Yeah, and perhaps we'll have to see sort of how it does pan out. And of course, when we talk about Joe Manchin, you know, he has not yet, I think, completely ruled out running against Joe Biden. He would be at least a significant challenger to Joe Biden. There's going to be some sort of no-name people we haven't really ever heard of before might want to do that. But he might be one of the first indicators that there's going to be a much different perception of having a sitting president. And what do you do when it becomes primary time?
I hope he does run against him, and I hope he does well.
Well, right, because because number one, and again, we continue to pray for and have the good wishes for President Carter, but President Carter had a primary challenger, and that was Ted Kennedy back in 1980.
Yep.
And even though Ronald Reagan was a juggernaut, that still weakened Carter to have a significant challenge like that.
Yep, it did. And there was no guarantee that Mr. Kennedy was going to get in either. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It happens to be a Thursday morning, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood right here, and we're trying to make it such that it stays that way. So there you go. Okay, Kathy, it's your turn.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden will travel to Philadelphia Thursday, where he'll roll out his budget proposal.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says this spending plan will hit the wealthy.
The president's policy is someone who makes more than $400,000. That's something that Americans believe, right? They think the wealthy and corporations should indeed pay their fair share.
The White House claims the budget will cut the deficit by nearly $3 trillion over 10 years. With Republicans in control of the House, however, the proposal is pretty much dead on arrival. I'm John Schaefer.
The Pentagon is stopping the White House from sharing evidence of potential Russian war crimes in Ukraine. With the International Criminal Court in The Hague, the New York Times reporting the U.S. military is worried about setting a precedent if they help the court investigate Russians because it would lead to a way to prosecute Americans. Officials still waiting on President Biden to solve the deadlock. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And ladies, let me tell you something. I know you have problems too, and you have needs for a podiatrist. And I even had one woman that I was talking to in the office said that she had been very reluctant to come to see a podiatrist because she wanted to talk to a woman, obviously, not a man, about her problems. And, you know, I get that, okay? Well, she was lucky because over at Advanced Wound Care, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, they have two female podiatrists. So you're in business. All you got to do is get a hold of them. And the rest is history. They do a good job. They're good people. They care about you. And they'll make things work. Believe me. They've worked for me. They'll work for thee. All right. Let's go over here. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. So good morning again, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Okay, we've got, I think we got our friend on the line up in Colorado. We're going to find out. So let me see here. Is this Aaron in Colorado?
Yeah, this is me.
What's up?
Yep.
What's up?
Professor Politics. I mean, the video, and I was listening to the numbers of talk shows I listen to, and the information. Kevin McCarthy is the one that gave this information to Tucker Carlson.
Yes.
And the thing is, they need these so-called insurrectionists. They need to be released from jail. They need to be released now.
You're right.
They need to be free. This is just total asinine stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They should never been in jail in the first place. They should have just got a ticket. If they caused damage to broken a bag of bones, dark side, donkey Pelosi's office, you just pay the damage for what you did for her stupid office, which is really funded by the taxpayers of America. But anyway, pay the damages, get a ticket. That's what it should have been. That's it. And then you have this, the police letting these so-called insurrectionists through the state capitol. It's like they were taking a tour of a museum and looking at pictures on the wall.
They were.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, and it's just so ridiculous. And then you got the Department of Injustice instead of just saying, hey, okay, you got a ticket and that's it. But no, they have to show power. We're in command. This is our power, and we're going to crush you, QAnons, and we're going to crush all you bastards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how dare you come into the Capitol's house, mm-hmm. even though the taxpayers own the damn building. But, you know, this whole thing has been a joke. Trump did the right thing. Trump wanted the national security there, just in case, you know, something does, mm-hmm. you know, something does break out. I mean, it's just common sense stuff. But
yep.
No, you got broken down, dark side, dumb donkey. You got a dumb, stupid, dark side, dumb donkey mayor in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
You know, instead of doing the right thing, Trump said, here, we got the National Guard. They'll be there just in case if there's any problem.
Yep.
But instead of doing the right thing, no, if something does bad happen, we'll blame it on Trump. This was about getting Trump by any means.
That's correct.
When you're dealing with the dark side, broken down donkeys, the target was always on Trump's back.
Mm-hmm.
Not just his back, it was on his front. But this was just to get Trump by any mm-hmm. means necessary.
You're right.
It is so sad when you're dealing with people in the swamp that are so crooked and such scumbags
mm-hmm.
that you got to get Trump, make him look bad by any means necessary. But anyway, Cap, Professor Politics, have a good night.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you very much. And right on it there, Kyle.
Well, that's right. Yeah, the whole point was to get something that they could use as a Trump thing. Yeah.
Yeah, we're all in complete agreement on that one. On this side of the radio dial for sure. Now, the Supreme Court is going to hear the student loan case, and it could be perilous for both sides. There could be some problems with both sides of the case, so we're waiting to see what's going to happen there. How about you?
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, the government, the Biden attorneys, the Biden administration attorneys, made some pretty interesting arguments, and it'll be interesting to see if the Supreme Court takes those in the sense that somehow this was the way what the president did was, in fact, in line with what Congress had already passed. But generally speaking, and I guess nobody told Nancy Pelosi this, because Nancy Pelosi already, when this first came up, didn't believe the president had the power to forgive because it was, you can say it's a time of national emergency, but I don't know if all that qualified per se.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what the Supreme Court says.
Did you see Christopher Wray, the FBI director, yesterday talking about China?
I did not see him, no.
Okay, well, the FBI said that China has been using TikTok to call data on millions of people. That means they've been collecting data on millions of people. And we knew that to begin with. We knew TikTok had the ability to be able to do that. And why anybody would want to use TikTok after knowing that is beyond me.
Well, right. Well, but it's on the outside, it doesn't look dangerous. And
But it is.
See, that's the genius sort of behind the whole thing. And also, Captain, you've got to battle with the notion that some people have, and that is, I've got nothing to hide. I don't care what the Chinese government knows about me. Well, be afraid. Be very afraid.
Joe Biden is going to propose a 5.2% federal pay increase starting at the end of the summer. Don't know when he's going to propose that, but it's going to be very soon. What do you think?
Well, of course, it may not even keep pace with inflation. We may see a lot more inflation happening, for example.
Well, it doesn't matter. My point on this one and my question to you is, why do they suddenly need a 5.2% pay raise when they've been getting the cost of living all along?
Well, that is a good question. It's some kind of reward, and it's good to be a federal employee, then, I guess, if Joe Biden will try to take care of you. Maybe that's the message.
Well, okay. I'll go with that for a second. And then we're running out of time, so I got to pick something here. So how about this one? Israel is working to expand the Abraham Accords. Remember them?
Right, yeah.
So what do you think of that idea?
Well, certainly, of course, you know, we are not hearing so much about Israel these days, but there are so many machinations going on there that it also could erupt almost at any moment. And one often wonders, we were paying attention to Ukraine, we're paying attention to China, but the Middle East could still be a major, major conflagration, or at least a flashpoint.
Well, U.S. Intel is going to continue to give us all the latest, and the threats coming from China and Russia. We'll continue to hear about them and about all the stuff that's going on. That's a good thing.
Well, of course. And, of course, what we're looking for with China is what does near-term mean to try to reunify with Taiwan? I have a feeling it's within the Biden administration time period before the next election.
Well, yeah, because they don't want to do it with, say, a Donald Trump if he were to get elected again, because he would literally put the kibosh on the Chinese and whoever else was involved in that.
Well, right, and I think this is one of the reasons we saw the Chinese premier sort of be shown the door, because I think the President Xi is consolidating things. I think they want to act with a singular purpose,
well,
and they're getting ready to do these kinds of things.
Xi wanted his parking place back. All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with our second Truckers Highway and Byway report. So don't go anywhere. I shall return with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now I'm standing in.
Are you standing on shaky ground?
I am not standing on shaky ground, at least not right now, but in a moment I'll tell you about some where there is some shaky ground.
Well, tell me right now, because I'm waiting for you to tell me, because I knew you were going to say something.
That's right. Well, Captain, we've got a swarm of earthquakes happening up in the state of Alaska, but it's actually out in the Aleutian Range, part of the Aleutian Islands, and it's a volcano called the Tanaga Volcano. It's on an uninhabited island, but it is displaying a lot of different earthquakes, and they think that an eruption, which hasn't happened in a century, could actually be in the offing pretty soon. It's about 1,250 miles southwest of Anchorage, but here's the key factor. It is uninhabited. It's sort of out of the way, but if it throws ash into the sky, it could affect air travel, that's for sure. So we'll keep a watch on it, but there's some shaky ground up in the Aleutian Range tonight.
Okay, that's why you're standing on shaky ground.
That's right.
All right, well, tell us what's going on out west, because you got snow out there, you got sleet out there, you got rain out there, you got wind out there.
Well, that's exactly right. Yes, so we're definitely looking at, we've got rain around Portland, Oregon. It's going to travel a little bit down South Interstate 5. We've got snow through Spokane right now. We've also got snow around Idaho Falls, Pocatello, snow near Logan, Utah, down through Ogden. Also a little bit around Salt Lake City as well. We've got freezing fog advisory near Cheyenne, Wyoming. This is going to be a little bit north of Cheyenne on Interstate 25 over to the Nebraska border, a little bit over the Nebraska border, and then up towards Laramie on I-80 coming out of Cheyenne, that freezing fog. So drivers, beware of that. Also, of course, we have winter weather advisories, aerial flood watches for pretty much the entire state of California going north of Los Angeles because we're waiting for that atmospheric river to hit, especially Northern California, Captain, on Thursday, today, that's going to cause perhaps a lot of flooding that can occur because it's going to be a warmer storm. We could have some snow melt. In other words, it could be a very, very bad thing indeed. So do be careful. Donner Pass, by the way, snow and the forecast, at least for the next few days. It's going to be cold there, but also snowy, so be careful coming across there. As you were talking about, Captain, I think we've seen the winter weather advisories up in Montana heading over into North Dakota as well. So back to you.
Okay, well, North Dakota, all the way from the west to the east and into Minnesota towards the Twin Cities on I-94, you've got snow right now all the way across. You've got an area north of I-94 up to the Canadian border, which is going to be snow or possibly sleet or freezing rain, but it's definitely going to be bad weather. And then that snow goes down to cover all of South Dakota, most of Nebraska, the northwestern part of Kansas tonight. So you'll have snow on 70 for about 100 miles. You'll have snow on I-80 and I-76 tonight for about 150 to 200 miles. And South Dakota and about half of North Dakota will be snowing. Now in Minnesota, down below the Twin Cities, that's kind of the buffer, if you will. You got snow down into Iowa, where there's a winter storm warning for the entire northeastern quadrant of Iowa, to include the Quad Cities, southeastern corner of Minnesota. Tonight you've got a winter storm warning, as well as the central part of Wisconsin, right along, again, 90, 94, and I-80 coming across through there. The snow goes right to Lake Michigan and stops at the moment. It won't be for long. It'll be doing something different, I'm sure, but it stops. And then you got it in the northern part of Illinois to include Chicago, so you're going to get some weather there. Now, moving over to the east, we do have some weather to speak of over in, North Carolina and the northeastern quadrant of South Carolina. where we have got some ice, some possible freezing rain that may pick up and go into the mix here. It will not be just plain rain. It'll be rain with a, with an attitude, if you will. Could even be sleet over the next few hours while it's the temperature's down around freezing in that area. And, of course, taking a look up the East Coast, there's a little bit of rough seas up there again because of the surf being the way it is, Jersey and Long Island and Cape Cod, so be advised of that. Now, Kyle, the Pilot and Flying J is a place where I definitely would head for when the weather gets bad, and I'd kind of just sit there and take my break if I could there, and then I'd think about going out and what needed to be done, because you're going to be right there in the middle of the action, and you'll be able to find out anything you want to find out, right?
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. Go to pilotflyingj.com. You can use their locations function, find the nearest Pilot or Flying J travel center near you. And when you're there, you can, it's a great safe harbor out of the storm. Also to warm up, you know, get yourself a hot cup of coffee or hot chocolate. Get something hot to eat.
Chili.
The chili, exactly.
The soup.
And be able to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go. Yeah, and be able to stay there as you need, and make sure that you've got everything you need before you get back out on the road again when the storm clears.
There you go. Okay, well, Mr. Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show, and then we got to let you go.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him being on the program, and we'll be talking to him again tomorrow night, same times. Same bat channel. Okay, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I had somebody ask me a question to ask you, and it's one that's not been asked. What kind of communication do you suppose were going on with the Biden administration and members of his administration during the January 6th Capitol intrusion, and were there any before the intrusion or even days prior regarding FBI warnings and Trump discussing the National Guard?
What kind of communications?
Yeah, that's what the person wants to know.
Well, I'm guessing that there were plenty of communications going on, especially with Pelosi. I'm not sure about the Biden side, but certainly on the Pelosi side, yes. But interestingly enough, members of Congress, both houses, are exempt from FOIA requests.
Yeah. Yeah, true. So we can't find out.
No.
Yeah. So we're sitting here and we can speculate all we want, but we're going to speculate and be wrong. So I hate having to do that. But they're in a catbird seat on this one, so we can't find out what took place. If we could, we would.
Well, the only thing you could do would be to call them as witnesses for testimony. Or you can go from, like, the originator of emails.
Okay. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, after the top of the hour news. Don't go nowhere, no how. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.